no mistake to be made. I can feel its prying eyes upon me right now, invading my sanctuary, mauling each of my senses in turn. Nothing kind-natured about this exchange, no hope to talk it down as it knows not how to refrain. Cannot be reasoned with, its season is my treason, its appetite my destruction, its pleasure my agonizing pain, its very existence my bane, and this beast cannot be tamed. It could end me in the blink of an eye, send me straight to the brink on a one-way expedition, devour what is left of my most stubborn resistance, tear the bleeding heart from its prized open cavity with bare teeth, strip me down to the ivory like it is shelling an onion, flip me over and carve a canoe from my spine, as it hustles the gristle from my belligerent bones and with no great effort required. The fire in its eyes tells me as much, and I care not for what it confides. Cerberus, this is the name it answers to, although precious few have lived to tell this particular tale. I've also heard it referred to as the Hound of Hades. Either way, its purpose is the same: to guard these cast iron gates. None shall pass these cast iron gates. While this defender of the realm paces the perimeter, misery in all three of its faces, the putrid air it exhales casually slicing through the graces, strangling any vague traces of hope as it prepares to go for the throat and tear it straight out. Serpents coil, flailing from each of its heads, running along its blackened mane like liquefied death, caressing the flesh like snakeskin scythes. They writhe, tease, hiss their hateful intent, deadly venom dripping from their fangs, jaws retracted, ever poised to strike, but respectful of their host as it feeds, quenches an unquenchable thirst. Each head a recurring nightmare, a trifecta of evils, each formidable in their own right, way less than explicable when unleashed in unison. They despise one another, of course, take frequent swipes as they bid to secure the controlling stake, mask not their contempt, ask not for consent as they voice their abhorrence through distasteful accent. This beast it vents and will not be tamed. Circling its prey as it sizes me up, warfare psychological, for it bides its time patiently, searching for an opening, gaze locked into my own as the fire in its eyes invites me to burn for an eternity. Tells tales of unthinkable suffering, a blood orgy of biblical proportions, all the while edging ever closer, preparing to pounce, declare and denounce. First strike lands, and it is my trusty broadsword which claims this small victory as I lop the first of my three tormentors clean off in a single swipe. The Cerberus recoils, serpents tighten their coils as a number of them are relinquished in one swift motion. Sensing this momentary retreat, I cast my eye to the portico in its rear view, its solitary passage back to the underworld, and a single blushed red cedar to the southwest. 20 yards or so from its position, this marks a sacred grove, and the tree of Persephone is the one spot the Cerberus fear not tread. Its lord and master simply would not permit this, as only the cold steel of Hades himself is granted the honour of bleeding his bride, and even then, only with his fair lady's prior blessing. Second strike, deflected, but the balance is now shifting. The beast it rattles in its cage for sufficient time to follow up with a more decisive blow. This head is more stubborn than the last, refuses to go lightly, hangs on lopsidedly as a fountain of black grew glugs from its jutting windpipe. But still it gargles hatefully, almost playfully, as though deluded enough to believe it still holds the upper hand. It holds nothing of the sort, of course, and my next strike corroborates this as it settles matters, severs any remaining ties, execution style. This one feels good, better than the last, as I watch the decapitated head roll through the pale white lily petals surrounding the cedar. Painting them black as it passes, I commence to smell victory. Makes no sense to advance timidly, as with two heads now slain, only one thing remains: to finish this thing, send this foul beast back whence it came. to sender, and with a message most succinct. I am coming. I almost feel pity for this deluded creature, no longer nearly as brazen in its suggestion. Even its serpentine headdress appears to have lost interest, no doubt sickened by the effortlessness with which a descendant of the great Echidna and Typhon has been dispatched, 2/3 at least, and the last is next up for subtraction. Further the beast reclines, as I match its every stride, nay, raise it with my own. Territorial advantage disowned as it backs up against the red cedar and obediently awaits the coup de grace, utterly accepting of its fate, almost expectant of it. But all I discern is a shy little puppy, albeit one with hell in its eyes and raw meat backed up in its stinking teeth. However, no more threat to me than falling autumn leaves, a companion for the short saunter to perdition, as I now plan to deliver this correspondence to Hades personally. It is no less than he would expect from his queen. My actions this day will please my king greatly, I'm sure. For I have subdued the Cerberus in terms of no uncertainty, silenced the screams within me, and embraced the ones around me. I am Persephone, and I am coming, my love. After all, some beasts simply aren't looking to be tamed.